This is the city. Powell, Wyoming. We are Scott and Ross reporting on a Wednesday as we have items sent to us first from the Powell Police Department covering activity from earlier this week. They include suspicious activity on East 1st Street. RP advised that a customer that just bought liquor is pouring what he bought into cups with a passenger. Officers responded, searched for the vehicle. Vehicle gone on arrival. Disposition gone on arrival. So he bought liquor and shared it.
Probably in an inappropriate place, I'm guessing.
Well, at
the parking lot.
At the drive-up window. It's like, hey, here's the alcohol we've been dying for.
Where's that cup of Coke?
Property loss, Wes Coulter. RP advised that he lost his phone, black Motorola, with OtterBox case and broken screen. Dispatch handled. So, I've seen people with shattered screens. It's still got a lot of life on it.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Keep going. Welfare check, Queens Boulevard. RP unable to make contact with a resident. Officer responded, advised that the resident is with another individual.
Uh-oh.
Dispatch was able to notify the RP of the resident's whereabouts and arrange to meet up at a different time. Disposition, dispatch handled. I thought I was his only friend. Turns out it wasn't.
He said I was the only one.
Traffic stop, headlight out. Traffic stop, no brake lights and no tail lights. They frown on that. Let's see, warning for right headlight out and no proof of insurance. So, well, you got to weigh, you know, do I spend a dollar on a bulb or get insurance? Don't know.
I know. How about neither?
Yeah. Trespass complaint, Avenue F. RP would like an individual trespass from the residence. Trespass is awaiting signature and individual to be served. Disposition pending. So, social distancing, Russ. Get rid of the person in your house.
Oh. We've got an actual document that says you have to socially distance.
Get out of here. Traffic stop, Panther Boulevard. Traffic stop performed, which the driver has issued a warning for failure to maintain a lane. Also, a Powell resident was issued a citation for underage drinking. Disposition, CK. So if you're pouring a drink while you're driving, sometimes you end up outside your lane. So
there's a neck to it.
That is distracted driving when you're trying to text and pour a drink while you're driving a two-ton vehicle.
Filling that jigger up just enough.
Yeah. So, and then this, of course, occurring after midnight.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah. Let's see. No action taken. Proper paperwork. Okay. Got your papers? Make sure you got your papers. Other law violation, East Madison. RP advised that she knows that an underage party occurred last night. Officer spoke to the RP advised she needs to call when the party is actually occurring. Assistance, Kevin.
But I heard that.
Yeah, a third party. I'm sure it was happening. So, can't you arrest everybody in town? Come on. Child welfare, East 2nd, are advised there's a woman with children that doesn't have any place to go and was assaulted by a family member. Dispatch contacted the correct agency, who then contacted the woman. The woman advised that she doesn't need help. She has a place to go, and she was not assaulted. Disposition, dispatch handled.
Thanks, helper.
So someone tried to help out, so... Traffic complaint, Cattenhorn, received report of a vehicle driving on the law. I'm guessing the lawn.
Hanging off the law.
Officers responded, were able to make contact with the driver, who was cited. Disposition, citation issued. I don't want to drive on that infected street. I'm going on people's lawns. I have a right. Here's your ticket. So pay it. Let's see, animal call. East Jefferson received a barking dog complaint. You never get the silent dog complaint. That dog's too quiet. I don't trust him.
Go over there and tell him to make more noise.
CSO spoke with all the subjects involved, including the dog, and suggestions were given how to handle the situation. Warnings were issued for failure to obtain a dog license, of course, and household pets, no more than two, disposition warning issued. So the barking dog brought all kinds of problems to this house.
Yep.
Yeah. So, and if you got one barking dog, why not? Why are you getting two more or three and a cat? So, let's see. Suspicious activity. South Jones received a report of two males and one female standing outside the RP's home making threats. Officers responded. Didn't locate anyone. No description of the subjects could be given. Disposition completed. So you got three people outside your house threatening you, but you can't give a description of them.
I'm not going to look outside. There's angry people out there.
I wonder if they had, like, pitchforks and stuff, you know.
The classic torch.
They got a torch. A welfare check. North Bat received request checking the welfare of a person. Officer responded, able to locate them. They were fine. RP advised disposition. CKs. Haven't seen them outside in a while. So, well, there are self quarantine, and you're probably not going to see them. So we've had quite a few of these added to the police report. You know, better check on them. So they're inside. Binge watching something on TV.
Being responsible.
Yeah. Traffic stop, East Coulter. Traffic stop performed. Driver issued a warning for failure to maintain a lane, no proof of insurance, and hands-free violation. Warning issued. So couldn't maintain a lane because they were talking on the phone, Ross.
Well, it's hard to drive and text and talk and all that.
Yeah.
Stuff.
And then go buy insurance.
on top of everything else.
You think you would? You've got the phone in your hand. Push a button. Oh, welfare check. Let's go over to Cody and find out what happened. They included a welfare check on Stedman. RP dropped her taxes off with below subject a month ago and can't get a hold of her. RP advised this isn't like her. Would like someone to check on her and have her return calls, disposition, assistance given. I don't know what the dropping off tax thing had to do with it. So
maybe a bookkeeper or something. And,
could be, yeah.
You know, we've been looking for somebody to do our taxes. Maybe someone else.
Yeah. Suspicious activity on public street. Male, black down coat, red hat, white shoes, blue jeans, carrying a grocery bag, walking in the alley, taking pictures of houses. Disposition, assistance given. So that is suspicious, Ross.
A little bit, a little bit.
He's ready to break in, and he's already got a grocery bag to put your stuff in. Traffic complaint, Skyline Drive, vehicle speeding, racing in the area, heading toward Red Lake. It's been happening for several months. Usually trucks, one's a gray Dodge, unknown vehicle tonight, disposition unfounded. So the cops went out there. There was nothing going on. So there you go. Welfare check. Juby's Trailer Court. RP spoke with sister yesterday and can't make contact with her now. Knows her daughter gets out of control. Unable to locate. So don't know where they are. Somewhere in Juby's, Ross.
And we need a little context on the daughter. If she's a 3-year-old out of control,
yeah.
Now, if she's a 30-year-old out of control,
yeah.
That'd be completely different.
Which there are some in Juby's, Ross,
that are
of that age and out of control.
Absolutely. And elsewhere as well.
Yeah. Property damage, Green Acre Mobile Home Park. RP states someone cut the padlock on the storage area. Doesn't appear to have anything taken. Nothing good at Green Acres. Disposition, CKs.
So. When you browse around to steal and can't find anything good.
There's nothing there. So
I went through all the trouble of cutting that lock. Yeah.
Unless they were trying to get in to deposit items.
Possibly.
I don't have my key anymore. I'm just going to break in and add stuff to Green Acre Mobile Home Park. Let's see. Property lost at Walmart. RP states he lost a wallet. Billfold possibly has a checkbook with it and a Social Security number.
Oh, good Lord. You know, you probably shouldn't keep all of those things together in, like, your pocketbook or whatever.
Yeah, while you're going on a plastic buying frenzy at Walmart.
Spending your Trump bucks.
Anyway, that is today's version of Scott and Russ's Police Blotter, brought to you by Aldridge's Do It Center, where Tim has been out of control free since 2015. We're proud of him. So.
Yeah.
Anyway, appreciate Powell Police and the Cody Police for today's Police Blotter report.